This is the thing. This is conflating regeneration with conversion. Conversion is the expression of the fact regeneration has taken place. Conversion is faith and repentance. And you can see that. You see that expressed in prayer and confession of sin and so on. You see that. That's conversion. But the reason you see conversion, the reason you see faith and repentance is because God has done a work. So Jesus is telling Nicodemus this. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. But you must be born again. You must be born again. Of course, Nicodemus is struggling to conceive of all of this. Understand, art thou a master in Israel? No, it's not these things. You don't get it. But let me say, as I've said to others, it's as simple as this. You have as much, you contribute as much in your spiritual regeneration and you're being born again as you did in your first physical birth. So how much collaboration did you contribute when you were conceived? Nothing. That's what happens. That's what God does. So she, getting back to the text, is musing on this. I was made willing. Life is Christ's to give. Let me not spend all my life looking for evidence of life. Let me not, like Martha, be cumbered with the care of constantly examining self. There's morbid introspection. Is there life there? Is there life there? Is there life there? What are you doing? Go to the source of life. Do what Mary did. Sit at the feet of Jesus and hear his word. Receive life. Receive his word. Receive his truth. And you can't not receive it and it not have an influence. It's impossible for you to sit and receive his word and feast on Christ and fruit not be produced. Abide in the vine. Abide in the vine. And you'll bring forth much fruit.